Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to get your G-Bag of the Day champion and then get to Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. It's the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. In the Pimp Cup, here's Jacob Ray with the champ.
All right, happy Thursday, gentlemen. Our G-Bag LA champ comes from the Sean and RJ show. Ross Lubinsky filling in for Pepe. He had some trouble screening calls.
Let us know. 877-881-1053. Ross, who do we have?
So sorry, I did not patch them through, but I talked to a guy who just had a kid who recently graduated 2024 from Hillcrest High School. That's right here in DISD. He said they can do like fundraisers, but coaches can't put money out of their own pocket for that sort of thing.
Wow. All right. If we have any more calls, Ross, put them on hold. We'll patch them through. Right, poor Ross is back there. He's writing down. He's transcribing.
He's taking notes.
I was like, what's taking so long? I talked to him to the mic if you're on the fan cam. I was like, let's go. Come on, we don't need a live story. But Ross was actually getting the story.
He's like the court reporter using that like that shorthand. Those typewriters that have four buttons.
We can take calls in sports radio. We good?
Yeah, we got one.
All right, let's go to the next Tolo. Ross, who do we have? Ross?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
Am I Ross? Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Who do we have? Sorry.
I love it. What an absolute so train wreck.
You know what I'm really impressed by? Sean's ability. I mean, to remain pretty calm.
I feel like this was five years ago.
I think this is fatherhood, husbandhood.
Yes. Like, it's having a girl.
Because the girl dad stuff, like he is soft.
Ross, what the hell are you doing back there?
Because
they've been really nice.
I'm telling you what, Choppy. Screaming. That's a pen throw. That's like a hammer fist down.
Pepe is never going on vacation again.
That's right.
But what you didn't hear is he just ripped his ass during the break. Yeah, he walked around.
Probably. Yeah, maybe there was a commercial break ass ripping, but usually the ass ripping started on the air, bled into the commercial break, and then who knows how far after.
Oh, boy. Hey, Ross, how long have you worked here? You done these things before? What's your problem? God. That's Sean.
The idea, though, that he's taking notes on a call is one of the greatest producer stories ever. Of all, like Ross is just continuing to push the limit.
I didn't patch him through.
Make history.
I was noting the story. And then Sean had to remind him, like, you can put him on hold and then patch him through.
You are allowed to do that.
You guys were working or interning when Roy White was producing still, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And did you ever see Sean lose
it? Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like once a week?
Yeah.
So you're right. That's a great point. Great observation. Jacob Ray, has Sean lost it on you yet?
I haven't graced Sean and RJ yet. I think that's coming pretty soon, but God willing, hopefully I have the strength to deal with that one.
Hey. I mean, God willing, Ross will be their new permanent producer so we can get gold like that on a daily basis.
we need that.
Choppy, I heard this Jacob guy. He looks better than the guy we had last couple of days. Ha, what are we doing? God, we're fighting for our damn lives here.
All right, you could hear Sean and RJ trying to make it two in their pursuit of five coming up the G-Bag of the Day at 5:30 this evening here on 105.3 The Fan. There's also a cut. Apparently, they were talking bleep about us earlier today, Bully.
Yeah, we're going to get to that here. The top 10 is going to be sports conspiracies. So 877-881-1053, what's the best sports conspiracy? But let's hear it. I mean, I'm getting ready in the morning. I'm taking Eliza to preschool, and just the shots, the side swipes for our show, it just doesn't stop with the mean girls in the morning.
Man, what a 5 and 6 a.m. turnout.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, there was people here when I got here at 5:40. 6:30 in the morning, it was packed 4 or 5 deep. And then, you know, like we got rid of the tumblers in no time. I mean, G-Bag would have these for, you know, they would have these until September.
Till next year.
Let's be clear here.
We'd be giving them away at the next firehouse tour.
Which we've done plenty of times. Yeah. Let's be clear here, though. You mentioned that we gave them away just like that. That's just, we just got around to saying that. they were giving away at like we were out at like 6:50.
Yeah,
like it was less than an hour.
Yeah,
like G-Bag, that's how you get it done.
Now you're back from vacay. Have you been monitoring, curious, or following Peyton Russell on vacay on the beach, Floribama?
I've seen him on his I've seen him on like his story, or like Mackenzie on her story, like sharing photos of him with that big goofy grin of his, and he's like toasting a G-Bag chalice or whatever he's got.
Okay, I'm glad we got that little nugget about Peyton and his vacation that he's on.
Yeah.
That was important.
I'm glad that he has a G-Bag chalice. His favorite show.
Yeah, it is. It is. I know Peyton secretly wishes he could be a part of this crew here.
He's told us multiple times when he's filmed, we've done Love of the Star, how ridiculous it is to work with the morning guys.
Yeah, well, they just, I mean, they're lashing
Let's be honest.
They clearly didn't see how we packed out the place at Shell Shack the other day.
I mean, you had to take off the jersey you were wearing because we ran out so fast to give to a loyal listener.
Yeah, and then how many dozens of people showed up after they were all gone?
How many people waited around for the jerseys as we're bringing more,
mm-hmm.
like hanging out with us?
Yeah,
and stuff
it was anymore. A huge thing. I mean, people were getting hammered to the point that they were falling over.
Yeah,
it was just it was an incredible time.
I just like to bring attention to the truth here, and that is that you know, clearly Sean, RJ, and Bobby are infinitely more likable than us. You know, I think you could listen to their show and clearly see that.
I
hear that on a daily basis. You know,
yeah.
There's warmth, there's hospitality, you know, every segment.
Yeah, I think they were even cracking jokes about signing a G-Bag flag, you know, about like how it was dang, I wish I didn't have to do this, but here I am.
Finding the funny in everything.
Yeah.
That's those
just
guys.
Feel such, for them. Such good guys.
Such a gross flag they had to sign there.
It's crazy that in a community event like that, at a firehouse, it's very communal, it's happy. And they're just lashing out, making crap up.
Sad. All right.
We did blow them out at the Tolbert garage door spot on 30.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, that's true. We were running out of stuff left and right.
It was insane.
But they don't care about facts.
No. No.
Their show never has.
No. 15 years running.
Kidding me?
I mean, I was pretty jealous. Our guy Eric from CBD American Shaman up there in McKinney, I saw him pictured this morning on social media at that mm-hmm. one. You know, I wish I would have, you know, got a chance to hang
Loyal
out.
Loyal Tolo Jason, that comes to all our events, was also there.
Salute.
Sean, Big Tolo Sean, Big Sean, KU Jayhawk fan. I mean, we saw him on Friday, didn't we? At Pickler Universe?
We sure did.
He was there.
He was planting the flag.
One of the first three in the building. Just loyal Tolos, and that's why we love them. I hope everybody had fun out there for the Firehouse Tour. They're great events. Eric and I have had the chance because I guess they got to slide us in there when one of the other ones are out because the other two can't hold it down.
There's something to that.
There's something to that, I think.
Top 10 sports conspiracies, 877-881-1053. What are some of the best sports conspiracies in the history of the sports?
You know, I think the best one is the Patriots one because it allows us to diminish their dynasty, you know, and if you have any Patriots hate in there, plus it's just, I mean, it was nonstop, you know, and it's multifaceted. The Ernie Adams thing, the Spygate, the footballs, I mean, that's just amazing. Is that still a conspiracy? I guess it is a conspiracy. It's just a proven conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, now, like, you have the Cooper flag, Luka, this whole dynamic, like, that's the latest one, right? You have the Patrick Ewing stuff. Mm-hmm. I think about the Michael Jordan retirement. It was like, was that really a retirement?
That's number 10. Michael Jordan's first retirement was really a suspension.
Right. Even I think it wasn't it. Doesn't he say it was about just like trying to honor his dad and how his dad wanted him to play baseball? So
it was
went
a positive spin that he went with.
Yeah.
But
he's a very family-oriented guy.
There could be some very family-oriented. From the grave. 9, David Stern rigging the 1985 NBA draft.
Yeah.
With Patrick Ewing, as you mentioned. Number 8. How about this, Dawson? 2002 NBA Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Kings. That was fixed by the NBA for the Lakers.
I couldn't believe how Sacramento lost that. I think Ralph Nader, the politician and consumer advocate, actually went to Congress and tried to launch an investigation on behalf of the American consumer. I felt terrible because, you know, just 2 years prior, the Lakers had trimmed a 13-point fourth quarter deficit against the Trailblazers to advance to the finals against the Pacers in 2000. And that game was riddled with muggings and backcourt hacks that went uncalled as the Lakers went on this like 18-0 run. You know, so from I think it was fresh on everybody's mind because it kept happening, right? And Shaq was so big. Like, for those that didn't watch that part of Shaq, like, you couldn't do anything. But he sure as hell could turn around, put his forearm into your chest, and push off as he exploded to the goal for a one-handed dunk, right? There was no defense you could play against Shaq. And, you know, so it got very frustrating.
Not fair.
For a lot of basketball fans. And I guess the only thing that really broke that up was just the managing success of a three-peat, because they should have had about eight in a row.
6-1-6, the Ravens-Niners Super Bowl. The lights go out.
Lights go out, yeah.
Try and shift momentum. I mean, it worked. Game ended up being awesome. Looks like a blowout. Mavs Heat, 0-6. Yep. I mean, that's certainly one. Dwayne Wade just got all the calls. All the damn calls.
Thanks, Tim Donaghy.
Number 7, Jimmy Hoffa is buried under Giant Stadium.
That's a great one.
That's from the past. That's juicy, yeah. Right there.
That's the old Giant Stadium, not the current one.
Old one during its construction. 6, Mike Piazza is gay. That conspiracy with the Mets.
When did that?
I remember that as well being a big topic of conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a Skip Bayless allegation?
No, it was, I think it was a weatherman, Sam Champion. Rumors started after it was announced that one of the Mets players was gay, and people just assumed that it was Mike Piazza.
He just gave off that vibe.
They just said, oh, it's got to be Mike. 5.
Crazy time.
He had to actually have a quote where he said, I'm not gay, I'm heterosexual.
I'm not gay no more. Number 5 is...
I am delivered.
I am delivered. Women, 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 women. Cal Ripken Jr. beating up Kevin Costner for sleeping with his wife.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's a juicy conspiracy. Crazy. Might be true. 4, Wilt Chamberlain sleeping with over 20,000 women.
Hmm.
Yeah, and he's the... That's not like other people.
Does the math add up on all that, by the way?
I don't know if it does.
Possibly. Kept a busy schedule.
When you're the one that comes out and says that, though, it's like, I don't know. Like, if other people start that for you, then it's cool. It's like when you give yourself your own nickname. Hmm. Somebody else gives you a nickname, then it's awesome. You can't... Giving yourself an own nickname is kind
of
weak.
Wasn't it one of those late night shows and one of the hosts asked him, and that's when he said
it?
Yeah,
like I think so.
He was asked, and then that's how he responded. Yeah. And I would imagine a lot of his moments there were not just like one-on-one, mm-hmm. right? Like he's taken...
Yeah. I mean, sure. It was a swing off.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. You know, so... I could see how those numbers could climb.
If you're at the height of your powers for 20 years, that's 3 a day. That's a lot, though. You know, you have to. It has to be compulsive and obsessive.
Yeah,
like, you're not doing this casually. You got a mission every day,
right?
An itch to scratch.
Definitely,
he had that crackhead energy about.
Mm-hmm.
About that,
and he was scratching that itch. 3, Michael Jordan's flu game was really just Michael being hungover from partying. And we got to have the man who delivered the pizza to Michael Jordan on the nosebleed seats one night. Zero got him for us because mm-hmm. Zero's got the Utah hookup. And he said there was the man who owned the pizza shop, hand-delivered it to Michael Jordan, and knew that there was nothing wrong with that pizza. There could be validity to this.
I mean, you would never want to out your own restaurant.
Sure.
And like, yeah, we have pizza that could maybe give you food poisoning. So it's hard to fully believe
mm-hmm.
that he's right, but... That's an interesting one.
Who knows?
I mean, Jordan did like to party.
But the thing is, though, is like he always did that. It wasn't like we were consistently seeing him fighting through his hangover. Like he was kind of one of those guys that was built a little different that way.
Yeah, and he's not going to get violently intoxicated to the point of a nasty hangover 18 hours later during the finals. You know, maybe after game 2 with 3 days before game 3, I might go out that night. Right? But
yeah.
I think he's way too competitive to allow himself to get that. Hung over. Plus, you know, the pizza, it could have been chicken. You know, you could have had steak. There's all kinds of other foods you could have had as an athlete.
So
is the pizza the only thing you're going to eat the day before game day? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it could have been anything that he had in his stomach that day. 2, Cal Ripken Jr.'s Iron Man streak was saved by an intentional power outage. You can see that. But 1, Sonny Liston took a dive for Muhammad Ali. There's a top sports conspiracy.
There's a couple of things involved with this one that Liston...
the phantom punch thing?
Yeah, Liston had a problem that the mob was...
Yeah, that's the conspiracy.
But they also think that maybe Liston was actually scared to fight Ali.
Ooh.
And that's why he...
He just went down?
He went down, yeah.
I don't think I would have been scared to fight Ali.
No, that's the it was either
fight,
one or the other.
Frazier,
like I've heard about this one before. It was either the mob or he just was.
It was the mob, yeah.
Terrified to fight Ali. Those are the two things, yeah.
Okay, Eric, what are we doing next?
College Football Thursday, Daugherty, where TCU is revolutionizing the sport next in the nation.